Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Have they set a date for their wedding yet, Michael Ray, Carly Pierce? Every time I hear them sing, I'm like, are they married? No, they're not married yet. But they're engaged.
They sound like they're on my path of wedding planning.
They're like this other couple I know. It's really weird. they're engaged. They've been together forever. They're getting married in 2019.
You know,
haven't really talked about getting married in 2019.
We have talked about it. We've just yet to lock it all down. But when you know, and we're just not in a rush.
All right, pressing news. You have a sore throat again. We started off the year where you had scarlet fever. I've got a massive sunburn from the weekend. And I got to tell you, we're like the walking injured around here.
Well, this weekend, it seems like it was a rough weekend for us.
We're like the Bucks defense by like week five. Like, you know,
calm down over there.
We don't know. Nobody knows anyone's playing. Everybody's hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, the walking wounded.
I think we'll make it through, though, unlike the Bucks, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's a shot fired.
You'll have to handle that, Kevin. That's your business right there. All right. Well, we got to get through it. We got really good news, though. Luke Bryan, we're back in the 7 o'clock hour. Two Luke songs back to back. That's what you're listening for.
And this is the last chance, too. This is it.
This is it. Like, this is the week. So you got to make this happen. You're going to get those Country Thunder tickets, but then that grand prize with the $2,000.
Yeah.
And little meet and greet action with Luke Bryan. So
that'd be awesome if you
sick,
won that.
Sick, not sick, summer, not summer, doesn't matter.
Nope.
Two songs going to play between 7 and 8. Luke Bryan, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville is next.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to at the Grammys last night.
Specifically, Kacey Musgraves.
She had a good night.
Girl killed it. We'll tell you what happened next after Luke on QYK. 99.5 QYK. All right, Luke Bryan, between 7 and 8, listening to back-to-back Luke songs. Get those Country Thunder tickets and a chance at $2,000 between 7 and 8 on QYK.
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
You have enough gas in the tank last night to stay up, watch the Grammys?
Yes, and I regretted it this morning because I was so tired. But I thought it was a really good show.
Dan and Shay, they won an award. Here's Dan talking about.
We've watched it every single year growing up, and to just be here for the first time is a dream come true, let alone winning our very first award and getting to perform on the shows. Absolutely incredible. It all feels like a whirlwind right now. It's something we'll never forget.
Hey, listen, when you sing a song about the world's favorite liquor, you should win an award, don't you think?
I would agree with that. And that's exactly what they got it for, too. They got the best country duo and group performance for Tequila, which they performed. They did a great job.
Kacey Musgraves had a big night.
Could she be any prettier? She was drop-dead gorgeous. Every outfit, every hair change, every makeup. I mean, she could do no wrong last night at the Grammys.
Album of the year.
It was unbelievable to be even in a category with such gigantic albums. Really brilliant works of art. It's really crazy. But I'm very thankful. And I know that winning this doesn't make my album any better than anybody else's in that category. They're all so good and...
Well, there you go. I mean, you could hear that. I don't think she was prepared. They must have just told her right before that she was going to win.
Yeah,
she sounded like...
I don't think she was expecting to win Album of the Year because she had already racked up all the other awards.
I know, it was crazy.
Country Album of the Year, Country Song of the Year, Country Solo Performance, and then, of course, the biggest award of the night.
She's cleaning out categories and a great performance, too, from Kacey.
So let go.
Super talented, man.
Her voice is just so unique.
Big night for her. Congratulations, Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
I just put a full list of what she won and her entire acceptance speech if you want to go and watch it.
All right, check that out on 99.5QYK.com.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Motivational kid quotes. 99.5 QYK.
All right, it's my 8-year-old daughter, Charlie, trying to give you a little motivational Monday. God, we need it, don't we?
Yes. All right, and coffee.
Here's your quote. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point.
Do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Do something today your future self would thank you for.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I will take that advice because you go to the gym and your future self will thank you.
Right.
It's kind of like when you remember to get Gatorade before you go out drinking. And then on Sunday, you're just like, God, thank you. Thank you, Melanie, from 48 hours ago for putting this Gatorade in the fridge.
Take the ibuprofen before you go to bed. Now when you wake up and you're like, my past self was so smart. It took care of my future self.
It's rare, but it does happen.
Motivational Monday. Y'all can do it today. Luke Combs is on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
All right, we're in the window, the Luke Bryan window, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're listening for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs before 8 o'clock.
Okay? Yes.
When that happens, caller 9, you got the Country Thunder tickets. That's a lock. You're in. Qualified.
Super easy. Just got to call.
Yeah. Caller 9. Then you're qualified for the $2,000 in cash backstage, little hang with Luke, and that VIP platinum seating. All right, so that's anytime now between now and 8 o'clock on 99.5 QIK. On the way next, late breaking news.
Beep, 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 beep. This just in.
About what guys and girls really want or don't want for Valentine's Day.
The answer surprised me.
Find out next on QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. New research is out. This is science. It says, hey, for Valentine's Day, women only want a card. Guys want nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
This is great news for a lot of guys listening right now. We're 3 days away from Valentine's Day. Melanie's like, she's calling BS on this whole thing. Yeah. Kevin, are you in on this?
No. I don't think it's just a card.
But what
He's
about for you,
man.
Though?
Oh, yeah, I want nothing.
Is your wife going to get you something?
I hope not.
Okay. All right. No, you're being honest. I think it's fantastic. It's good. You're going to get her something more than a card, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does she like flowers?
Our anniversary is this week, so that's a bigger deal.
Oh, you're up against it. Yeah, that's a terrible
twofer
situation you're in because you've got the two things colliding, and it's like perfect storm stuff.
It is.
Okay. Kevin will be starting up a GoFundMe here this afternoon, finance this week. Let's talk to Andre. We're seeing, you know, what people do. Like, do you buy into this? What do you got, Andre?
I make it a little easy on us. We're going to do lunch Valentine's. That way we miss all the crowd.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, I like your style because, yeah, nobody will be... You'll be in an empty restaurant, and you won't have to compete with anybody to get the table.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I'll swing by in the morning, get a beautiful roses for my fiance, and then just do early afternoon, and maybe after that we can just go even see a movie and do other things while people are being, you know, stuffed in a restaurant.
Right.
Afternoon delight.
Oh, boy.
That's right, baby.
Andre's on it. He's got it planned out. I like your style, man. Good work, Andre.
See, but he planned it. Well done, Andre.
Thank you. I think all the men should do something. I mean, come on, guys.
All right, Andre, that's enough from you. You've already set the bar. Andre, you've set the bar high enough. My goodness.
All righty, guys. Take care.
All right, Andre. Have a good Valentine's Day. Let's talk to Christina. What's up, Christina?
Hey. I am so down with a card. That's it. I don't want flowers. I don't want balloons. I don't want anything. It's a hassle.
Now, okay, so if he gets you a card, does he need to write something significant in it, or can he just sign the name and you'll be happy with that?
Just sign the name and I'm happy with a big old heart. That's it.
Should he like write love his name or just sincerely his name? Like how?
Like love and his name with a heart. I'm happy with that.
Perfect.
I work all day, and then they get shipped to the office. It's a hassle to get them in the car. I have to buckle them in.
Love
it.
Who needs that guy Andre anymore when you got women like Christina? She's perfect.
All she wants is a card. Now, how do you feel about e-cards?
I don't mind them.
Really? Wow, her bar is, like, real low. You just got to remember and send it.
How about a little fist bump and a, what's up, girl? Is that cool?
I don't mind a fist bump.
Listen, I love it.
She's so chill. You can do no wrong.
God, that is Valentine's Day right there. Great job, Christina.
She is an anomaly.
Absolutely perfect. Although, I do love her consideration for the flowers. It's just to buckle them in the car. Like, you know.
I'm just picturing her snapping them in there.
Right, right. Make sure it has its own airbag and seatbelt on and everything like that. That was good. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Babies everywhere. Babies everywhere.
Everywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't have. I'm not pregnant. No baby here.
No. Yeah. We're stepping stones.
Even though you guys keep wishing pregnancy on me every 2 seconds.
I guess you're gonna really enjoy it. It's fun.
I know.
Well, I don't know.
But
wait, I'm not going to lie. I don't know about pregnancy, but having a baby can be great. But the pregnancy thing can be a little rough.
Yeah, I definitely want a kid just not right at this second. I would like to walk down the aisle first.
Well, here's the good news. It takes some time.
Right. It's not God willing. You're right.
Right. It doesn't
True.
Just,
True
yeah.
story.
99.5 QIK, we got to congratulate Tyler from Florida Georgia Line, him and his wife Haley, baby number two.
Oh my gosh, this was so cute. Did you see them? They were at Clive Davis's Grammy party. You know, the big, it's the big to-do before the Grammys.
It is
all
the event before. Actually, a lot of people say Clive's party is bigger than the actual Grammys itself.
For
so,
real.
Yeah.
And so they were on the red carpet, and that's how they made the baby announcement, is Tyler got down on his knees and then kissed her tummy, and then all the, you know, the paparazzi snapped a bunch of pictures, and then he posted it on Instagram saying, baby number two on the way.
Yeah, they already have a daughter, Olivia, so Olivia will now be big sis, but congrats to Tyler, Haley. Baby number two coming.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's an awesome new trends in weddings, and let's try to talk Melanie into doing this for her 2019 wedding.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we'll tell you what it is next. I just think this is great, simple. I think this is something that men and women can totally agree on. I'll tell you next after Dirk's Brothers Osborne. It's QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Imagine this. You go to a wedding, you get invited to a wedding, okay? Right. But you don't have to have a gift. You don't have to send a gift, buy a gift for a wedding. Instead, you just pay a cover charge when you get to the wedding.
I have to pay a cover charge to get into a wedding.
Right, but the cover charge gets you the wedding, and it gets you the reception, gets you everything. It's a one-size-fits-all. It's all-inclusive after that.
I'm not paying to go to the wedding. What?
Well, let me ask you, because you know what I always say? I always say when you get a wedding invitation, it's just a really beautiful bill, okay?
Yeah, the save the date is a beautiful bill, he said.
But it's a bill. I mean, it's beautiful. The text is beautiful.
The photo's pretty.
Oh, gosh. Sometimes it's even like, what are those called? There's like lacy stuff on the...
It's like pearlescent. You know, that's a lot extra. I'm
never even heard of that word before, but it looks like it would be pearlescent. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, and I'm holding it in my hands.
There's gold foil. That's an upcharge.
I'm rubbing the pearlescent because it's like this... very fine, interesting fabric type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And then I go, this is just a bill. It's tricking me to feel good about this bill. And it does. But now there's this great thing where you can charge people a cover to go
great
to the wedding.
Thing. Okay, I think that's a stretch. I don't think this is a good idea.
But you don't have to take the time to get on a wedding registry. You don't have to go to Target. You don't have to go to Macy's. You don't have to go wherever you would go. I mean, Rural King, wherever you would go, depending on the couple.
Don't you like picking out the gifts?
Maybe they want a shotgun or something. You go to Rural King or something. But what I'm saying is that I just feel like this is so simple, and then people won't be so, there won't be so much anxiety, you know? And you get money.
Okay. Well, the money part's nice, obviously. But you're already asking people to give up their time and come and celebrate with you. And then you're going to, on top of that, say, oh, by the way, you need to pay a cover charge. Is this a club in Miami? Why are you paying a cover charge?
Well, I just feel like, first off, okay, hold on a second here. How much, let's say you were cool with this. How much would your cover be at your wedding?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Dude, talk about an unfair question. Because if you go too cheap, you're just like, well, who wants to go to that cheap party?
Right.
But you can't go too high because you'd be like, you know, what are you buying your friends? So how much would your cover be?
I don't know.
Let's do it per couple.
$100?
Per couple.
Per couple, $100.
That's it.
But I'm not... Is that low? God. I don't want to have to charge a cover at all.
Sounds like a cash bar to me, Kevin.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think they can cover the open bar with $100 a couple.
Yeah, but don't you just expect, even the people that are asking, because I saw this, it was on Wedding Wire. It's a wedding website and people go on there and they have all these chat forums and ask questions. And this was on there. Somebody wants to charge for people to get into their wedding. And I think that you assume that it's not covering the entire wedding. I think even if you just do $100, that's not paying for the open bar. That maybe you just take that money and put it towards your honeymoon. I don't think they're paying for the entire wedding.
Mm. Okay, so there is an open bar.
Yeah, well, okay. Regardless, cover charge or no cover charge, there will be an open bar.
All right, cool. Well, I was sitting here writing
non-negotiable
possible excuses not to attend yours, but now that there will be one, I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, my gosh. You guys already read me the riot act when I said, hey, what if I did it on a Sunday when we have off on a Monday on a holiday because it's a lot cheaper? And you guys were like, during football season?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's
you guys,
a problem.
Get a hold of your soul, okay? Because you cannot
get a hold
of your soul to try to get people to come to a wedding on a Sunday. And by the way, November, when things are coming out of the wire, when the playoffs are starting to shape up. I mean.
So an extra $5,000 so you guys can sit on your couch and watch football. That's ridiculous.
I mean, we'd really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. That's why I need to charge a cover.
We're not telling you what to do. But
because of you guys making
God,
that happen.
We appreciate it if you could just pay that extra money. All right, call us now. Would you do the cover charge? 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Melanie planning her 2019 wedding.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have been giving me such a hard time about it.
In 2019.
Planning the wedding. So
it's coming along.
We saw this new trend. It's pretty interesting. People charging a cover charge, and like you don't have to get a gift. Your guests just pay a cover. They're into the wedding. They're into the reception. It's like an all-inclusive deal. It's pretty cool. And she's like, forget it. I'll never do it.
No, I'm not going to ask people to pay to get into the wedding.
They wouldn't have to buy a gift, so that's part of it. You know what I mean? There is a little bit of a trade-off there if you look at it that way.
Don't people enjoy buying the gift, though? Going through the registry and picking out something that they, I don't know, that they like and that they know you're going to like?
You got people in traffic right now stuck on the bridge. Let me answer what they're thinking. No. You know?
All right, well, I am not trying to think of a cover.
One of these people in traffic, like, just say no, please. No. Okay. Hold on. But let's talk to Kayla real quick, because she was telling us off the air. She loves the idea of people creating a fund for, like, your honeymoon.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Doesn't really love the aspect of people, like, whipping out cash so they get into the wedding. Right, Kayla?
Saying a cover charge, that's, like, I don't know. I just think that's so tacky.
I totally agree with you. And by the way, I love that idea about the honeymoon, because you, and I think you can break it down to where they can purchase specific experiences. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, no, I saw that on The Knot, and it was like honeymoon dinner,
yeah,
honeymoon experience. So I thought that was super cool, but I totally agree with you. And you're like, is this a club in Miami? Like,
Kayla, but so you said you're getting married in November, right?
Yeah.
What day?
Sunday.
It's a Sunday, see?
Kayla,
it's so much
more
breaking, affordable.
You are breaking all the rules of getting married in fall. You cannot get married on NFL Sunday in the fall. You can't do it, Kayla.
Leave her alone.
So it's so much cheaper, but I will tell you, my fiance is the biggest football fan, college and professional, in the whole world. And he already, like, Googled what games were on that day.
Yeah.
And is already, like, freaking out about how he's going to need a TV. And I'm like, really? This is our wedding day.
Come on.
Well, so here's the thing, though, that you're going to have to deal with. Like, you're going to have a lot of people at the reception staring at their phones watching football. You know that, right?
Probably. But you know what? I will save the extra $5,000 to $10,000.
All right. That's unbelievable. You're going to save $5,000 to $10,000 just having them on Sunday.
Yes,
isn't that crazy?
Just by changing the day.
Yeah, but it's football. Can't do it.
Okay.
On the way next.
Are you paying then?
Rascal Flatts tickets. Going to happen right after Brett Eldridge. This could be like your wedding gift. You could send someone to Rascal Flatts. They sing like relationship love songs and stuff like that. Chance of wins next on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QIK. A doctor forever friend today.
Thanks to our friends at Tito's Vodka, helping us out with Mutt Monday. And our other friends, we have friends everywhere. Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. They're the best. We're going on year three here. We've already kicked off year three of Mutt Monday.
So many dogs have been adopted.
Man, it's such a great feeling. As I always say, it's the only thing that makes Mondays great again is you guys coming in from Pet Pal, brightening this up with a puppy. You know what I mean? So Pat is here, and Pat, you're holding. We can't always hold the dogs.
Can't always.
But today we can.
That's right. So
you
I'm
guys.
Join it while I can.
She is so, so cute. I already took some pictures and sent it to my brother. I'm trying to convince him to get this dog. She's so cute.
She's
a puppy.
Little Chihuahua, 5 months old. Her name is Diamond. And she's really got like kind of a really quirky personality. Like just her eyes when, you know, she looks at you, the kind of way, like she's almost just like, what are you looking at? You
know? Adorable. And the coloring, even though she's a Chihuahua mix, there it kind of reminds me of the coloring of those little mini pinchers.
Yeah.
The Doberman pinchers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, definitely.
So you guys, was she born at the shelter?
No.
Okay.
She came in from another shelter.
But about 6 months old, you guys are guessing?
Yeah, we're guessing around 5 or 6 months old.
Oh, she's the perfect size. If you want a dog to bring to brunch with you, or I know my brother goes kayaking and he wants a dog that can go on the kayak. I mean, you could bring this dog anywhere.
We overlook that category a lot, brunch dogs. You know,
that's important.
Yeah,
to me.
We don't give enough credit to brunch dogs, and this would be a good brunch dog if you're looking for something to do on a
brunch.
She would go great with a mimosa. I mean, look at her.
She would enjoy herself with all the girls.
All right, we'll see you over there on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We're going to do a quick video with Diamond and really hope she gets a home. And hopefully this Sunday she'll be enjoying champagne and eggs Benedict.
Yes, definitely.
Bottomless mimosas with your new best friend, Diamond.
Yes.
All right, definitely. This is great. She's at Pat Pal Animal Shelter. And like I said, come see us on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page where you can meet her there.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Cole Swindell, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Real quick here, because you know, we just had Mutt Monday about 20 minutes ago, and our pup from last week, Andy, she got adopted.
Yay! Oh, she was so sweet. She was the hound mix, right?
She's like a hound dog. And,
so cute.
Oh, man, I was so happy she got adopted. So thank you guys for liking and sharing these videos with Pet Pal and Tito's Vodka. It just helps get the story out, you know, and it's hard now with like Facebook and Instagram, like all the algorithms. So when you guys share and like and comment and post nice things, it helps it spread. So.
Yeah, it does. And look, it works. The proof is in the pudding. She got adopted.
Totally. So that's great. So we just put up another video of today's little pup, Diamond, the little chihuahua.
The chihuahua.
The chihuahua. She's 6 months old. Just a little baby, but so, so cute. That's on the Mark and Melanie Facebook
page. So
sweet.
She already knows how to sit, too.
Yeah. So thank you guys for liking and sharing. Just makes a huge difference. Makes us feel good, too. Real quick, Valentine's Day this week, this really snuck up on us. And I found this. This is
you and every other guy.
Yeah, every year,
really
too.
Really snuck up on us, even though it's the same day every year.
Listen, this is a good idea. You can give your significant other a bouquet of Olive Garden breadsticks.
Mm.
Well, hold on. Let's evaluate that.
Breadsticks.
Mm. Like, what is that? Like, you're disappointed that we would do that?
No, that is delicious. I think that's so. It's creative. It's funny. And who doesn't love the garlic breadsticks? And you could take it up a notch and ask for the Alfredo sauce on the side, and then you could dip it in the Alfredo.
Your fiance Brian does this, and you're happy, right? Like, if he did this.
If he did this and gave me a card, I would be happy.
They put up templates up on their website, the Olive Garden website, so you can print out, and then they folds into the bouquet container. It's pretty cool. And you buy the breadsticks, and you fill up the bouquet. So
I think it's thoughtful. You got to go through a lot of work. You got to find a printer, print it out, tape it together, and then go get the breadsticks to fill it. So it's kind of tricky, but... I mean, who doesn't love breadsticks?
It's a bouquet, a customized bouquet of Olive Garden breadsticks. So think about that. I think that could be something really romantic. And take a little break from your low-carb keto diet whatever. And then, you know.
Give me carbs and I'm going to be happy.
Right. Live on the edge a little bit.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Hey, Grammys last night, and it was big for country music artists.
I feel like that was the majority of the show. I mean, between the Dolly Parton tribute that they did, and then all of the country stars winning, Casey Musgraves. She had a great night.
She owned the whole show, basically. It was basically the Casey Musgraves Grammys, which was great. Also, our boys Dan and Shay, you know, they won a huge award for Tequila.
We've watched it every single year growing up, and to just be here for the first time is a dream come true. Let alone winning our very first award and getting to perform on the show is absolutely incredible. It all feels like a whirlwind right now and something we'll never forget.
It was pretty cool.
Their performance was so good, and so was Casey Musgraves. Her voice is so, it's so different. It's like 1950s singer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's eclectic. I think this is why sometimes country music has a hard time to figure out what she is.
Right, yeah, she's not traditional.
But she's not modern pop either.
No.
She's like...
She's her own thing.
She's just Casey Musgraves, you know what I mean? Like, you never hear people go like, oh, Casey Musgraves, she's pop. No, nobody ever says that. But at the same time, yeah, it's hard to put her in a box. I mean, that's just... This is her last night right after.
So let go of
the performance, obviously. Casey Musgraves.
Gosh, it's so beautiful.
You get a little bit of there. And I know this is going back a minute. Alison Krauss. Something there. I don't know.
I'll agree with that.
She Union Station band? Was that her band?
Yeah. Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Yeah. That was, that kind of reminds me of that. But here's
when
Casey.
When you say nothing at all, that was their big.
That was a big, kind of reminds me of that. This is Casey talking about it.
It was unbelievable to be even in a category with such gigantic albums.
Album of
really,
the year.
Brilliant works of art. It's really crazy. But I'm very thankful. And I know that winning this doesn't make my album any better than anybody else's in that category. They're all so good. And
wow. There you go. And you could tell that wasn't planned. I mean, she was probably just told minutes before that she had won it.
Yeah.
Because she was
choking up.
She was choking up. You could hear she was kind of looking for the next words. And that's how you know that somebody really is surprised that they got it.
So incredibly sweet. We also found out, too, that Tyler from Florida Georgia Line, he's expecting baby number two. They announced that on the red carpet.
Baby number two. They already have a daughter. So big sis is waiting for little bro or little sis.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yep. But congratulations again to Kacey Musgrave. Album of the year. Country did really well last night at the Grammys. That was awesome.
It was a good show.
Yep.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You ever been a part of something in a restaurant? Like, I mean, it's a crime. And like, you're right there watching this go down. You're never going to believe this. My wife and I were at one of our favorite places on the beach last weekend. We go to this place once a week. Love it. Family-owned business. Just love the people. Love everything. We're sitting there. And we're sitting at the bar. And these two ladies are sitting at the table, right? They get up from the table where they were sitting out ordering food and come up to sit at the bar next to us.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It was like, you were sitting at a table and then you moved to the bar. Usually it's the other way around.
Right. You're waiting for your table to be ready, so you sit up at the bar.
Okay. So they're sitting there and they tell the bartender, hey, we move. We're going to sit at the bar now. So, you know, and he's like, okay, well, I'll tell your server you're not there anymore. And you move your tab and everything like this, right? So they order their food. They're getting a bunch of food, like to the point where my wife goes, my God. I mean, it was a lot of food. It's like,
I don't judge at the bar. You get whatever you want while you're up there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like three appetizers, three entrees.
It was a feast.
Yeah.
It was a Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking about, and then like each person had like two or three drinks. There was like a liquor, a beer, a shot, you know, like everything. And I'm just like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, your people watching skills are on point.
Well, they're right next to me, but you know, it's the season. So you have people traveling down and I'm like, okay, whatever. So they're sitting there and they're talking about how good the food is and everything like this. All of a sudden, I look over. The people are gone. They left.
Okay.
Bartender's like, hey, do you know where they are? I'm like, no, I mean, I'm not with them, so I don't know, you know. Never came back.
They didn't pay their tab.
They walked on the tab. Let me tell you what we figured out. And these people are good. They're pros, okay? When you go to the bar in a lot of places and you order a drink, you start a tab, they take your card and swipe it and hand the card back to you, right? So they have your card.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, when you sit at a table and you start ordering, the waitress doesn't say, let me get your card and swipe it. So they started at the table, moved to the bar. We figured this whole thing out with the bartenders there.
Crazy.
So that no one ever had their card on file and they could walk out without, there's no way they have to pay for it.
Oh my gosh. It was so calculated. So I would have never thought of that.
Me neither till then.
And it's not trying to run out on a tap, but also I just can't believe that.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving y'all any ideas. I mean, I don't rip people off. This is terrible. I mean, I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurant. It's a tough business and I give a lot of credit to these people.
They need that money.
Family owned businesses working so hard. And I'm just going, this really made me mad. And I was like, I feel like I gotta talk about it because if you see something like going on, you gotta say,
say something.
I know it's
Mark.
So cliche, but it just made me so angry. And I told my wife, I was like, I feel like we're like a part of this. Like, even though we weren't, like, we're sitting next to him, like, I should have known what was going on, you know?
Or just said, I don't know, maybe brought it to the bartender's attention when they were dipping out. But it's
shady.
Not on you.
I know.
You can't do anything about it.
All right, 800-992-1099. Stories of walking out on taps. Maybe you're a bartender. Maybe you were with somebody that did
it. Maybe you did it back in the day and you feel bad about it. You want to clear your conscience.
Little dine and dash back in the day.
Yeah.
Kayla was out for a wild night. She's been holding on. Kayla, tell people the story. What happened?
We decided that we were going to go down to Steak and Shake, which was a hop and a skip from the bar that we were all at. And this was a group of maybe 13, 14 people at Steak and Shake eating. And all of a sudden, everybody starts getting up and walking out one by one. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? You know, sometimes they'll go out and they'll chit-chat and then they'll come back in. Well, a couple minutes pass by and I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I'm realizing that all the people that I come to this restaurant with are getting in their cars and leaving.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, I ended up putting the bill for 14 people.
What was the bill at Steak and Shake for 14 people?
I think I ended up spending probably about $230.
Holy crap. What did you guys do? Smoke before you went to Steak and Shake?
It was a long night of drinking. Uh-huh.
I know you smoked after you paid the tab, for sure, at least.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.